I'll say this morning, as you guys can see, love your neighbor. The title of last week's message. I'm using the same graphics. It's kind of a build off on the same one. So I've called this message this morning, titled this message, Love Your Neighbor 2.0. I think that, number one, I'm happy to be here this morning. I'm blessed to be able to share with you guys, to worship with you guys, and to call you guys my church family. So I know that God has something good in store for us this morning, and but hopefully and prayerfully, we didn't just show up to stay the same in all this. I think that God can help open our eyes to His truth and His word this morning, and so we're going to be taking a look this morning. It's at the story of blind Bartimaeus. And normally, when I'm preparing for a message, I typically will use like a topical approach where it's like, hey, here's this general topic, and then here's some scriptures that back it up. This is more of a blended approach because most of our scriptures this morning come from Mark 10, and it's verses 46 through about 52 or so. So it's kind of an expositional look at the story of blind Bart. But we'll consider a couple of key takeaways from his interaction with Jesus that we see in Mark chapter 10. And then we'll reflect on the importance of us in taking a step forward into our calling of loving our neighbors. And then we'll answer the question, how do we apply it? So I'm confident this morning that everybody here is wanting to grow and wants to become all that God has called all each and every one of us to be. I'm reminded of part of a message that Brother Don Jackson shared recently. I saw it and I thought it was pretty good. He said, we only have one life to live. What will we do with it? We're going to try and do the minimum to just get by, or we're going to try and maximize the opportunities that God has given us and get the most out of it. And I think for me, I want to live life to the max. And I know and have found that in order to do that, we need to step fully into the plans and purposes that God has for us. So I'll start off this morning by reading some scripture here in Mark chapter 10. I'm going to read verses 46 through 49, and this is the NLT translation. It says, then they reached Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet, many of the people yelled at him, but he only shouted louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, tell him to come here. So Bartimaeus, he was somebody's son, you know, just like me, just like any of you guys in here. You know, he's somebody's son or daughter. And for most of us, I think that, you know, we celebrate the birth. I know it's a good thing that we all are because we're all here this morning to worship God, but most of us have a celebration at some point telling people that we're proud and excited to be here on earth. We celebrate our birthday. And for some, it's not. But Bartimaeus, he's blind, and I'm not sure why. I probably could have dug a little deeper and figured out why. But I'm not sure what happened to cause his blindness. Maybe he was born that way. Maybe it was an accident. But he is blind, and he's at the side of the road, and he's begging. So we talked a little bit last week about sharing our struggles, and on Wednesday night about sharing in our struggles. So I guess the question is it better when everybody knows the problem that you have, or is it better to just suffer in silence? So I'd say it depends, and usually I would say it's not better to suffer in silence, but in some situations I guess we should, because we don't want to be a complainer. But either way, for Bartimaeus, the people see him and they know that his issue, because he's blind, and I'll say that many of us has issues that nobody knows about. It's obvious someone laying on the side of the road begging for money because they're blind what their issue is. But a lot of us have issues that nobody else knows about. So maybe neither one of these situations, people knowing that you have a problem that you're struggling with or suffering in silence, maybe neither one of them is better. Both can be hard to carry when you wish that something was different in your life. Maybe you've come to church this morning and you feel like you need to be perfect and have everything together and have your hair just right and makeup done. Not that, but I'll let you know this morning that all of us have some type of blindness like Bart. Some of us, or all of us, have some type of problem or struggle that we're wishing we didn't really have. So what is it that we can do with this problem that we're having, this struggle that we're having? And I'll tell you that Bartimaeus, he gives us a roadmap in this scripture here toward what God is calling us to do and what he calls us to be. So Bartimaeus, he was a beggar for years, and it didn't bring him freedom until he encountered Christ. His begging actually kept him where he was at. So sometimes we think that we're alone and that nobody understands what we're going through. Sometimes, I know I get caught in situations where I feel like, man, you know, poor me. And I'll tell you that that victim mindset, we can't go through life like that because we can't find that place of freedom, and that mindset will keep us stuck on the side of the road. Verse 47 says, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout. If you don't want to be stuck in the same situation, cry out to Jesus. That's what he did. Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus, and it changed his life forever. And I can stand here this morning and honestly testify, in your struggles, you can cry out to Jesus, and he will change your life forever. I want you all to know that you have a purpose. God made you for a reason. God decided that you would be born, and he put you on earth for just a time such as this. He gave you each and every one of us, our individual talents. He gave you our individual abilities. He didn't put them in us so that we'd stay stuck on the side of the road and not use them. He put them there so that we could take a step forward and do the things and be what he's called us to be. So you're not here just to exist and take up space. God has called you to where you're at today to make a difference. But in order for us to make that difference, we have to take a step forward. So I want to say, too, that I'm not, this isn't some sort of thing that self-help type of message this morning. This is a Jesus help message. Look at the second half of verse 47 that we read. So the first half says, Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was nearby and he began to shout. The second half says what he was shouting. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. In that moment, his eyes, they were fixed on Jesus. And I tell you that Jesus is the one that can make all the difference in our lives. Verse 48, be quiet, many of the people yelled at him. This is a thing that I think many of us have seen. I know I have. When you're in a spot in life and you need to cry out to Jesus and you try to step forward and make some changes, when you try to move towards what God has called you to do in life, you have to expect that there's going to be some pushback. There's going to be people out there that say, hey, be quiet, or that's just how the enemy works. And I'll tell you this morning that the enemy's there and he's prowling like a lion. The scriptures tell us that. That's the last thing that the enemy wants to see is a person step forward into what God is calling them to do. And you have to expect that when you take that step, somebody, something is going to pop up, is going to creep up that tries to keep you right where you're at. The devil does not want you to grow. He does not want you to move closer to God. He does not want you to live more of a life of service. So maybe you feel like no one respects you in what you're trying to do, or maybe you feel like it's all a facade. You may hear a voice that's tempting you to not step out, to just stay where you're at. It's safe. It's more comfortable. It's easier. But I think for a lot of us, in those situations, there's also a voice there that's saying, there's more. You need to take the step forward. Verses 49 and 50, when Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, tell him to come here. So they called the blind man. Cheer up, they said. Come on, he's calling you. Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. So why would he throw his cloak aside? Beggar's cloak told people who he was. I was reading some stuff that's like they had some sort of marker on there that like indicated that that was a situation. And it was likely that this cloak that kept him warm was one of his only possessions. It was part of his identity. And he's throwing aside his old identity. He's throwing aside what he's been known for, and he gets up and he steps forward into what God is calling him to do, which is to come to Christ. Take a step forward into what God is calling you to do and who he's calling you to be. So then when we get to verses 51 and 52, Jesus, he asked Bartimaeus a crazy question. He asked him, verse 51, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. My rabbi, the blind man, said, I want to see. And Jesus said to him, go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. So we're not a church you guys that just shows up and attends on Sunday. I think that all of us sitting in here are not just here to consume messages. We all know that there's more. We can feel it, and we can make a difference. I've experienced it, and I've seen it. A lot of us, though, at one time or another, have been that Bartimaeus stuck on the side of the road. I know I have. Maybe not physically blind, but I've been spiritually blind before. I've been blind to the things that in my life that God is calling me to carve out and get rid of. But I tell you, I know that there's more, and that more is found in Jesus and only Jesus. So a question I have for all of us this morning is, what do you want Jesus to do for you? That's the question he asked Bartimaeus there in verse 51. And I think that's the question that God is asking all of us too. And he's not asking this, what do you want Jesus to do for you? What do you want me to do for you in a magic genie in a bottle sort of way? But he's asking us this question in an empowering, lines up with God's plan for your life kind of way. Think about it. Bartimaeus, in this encounter, he ended up face-to-face with Jesus. And I can't help but think and ask the question, how do I end up with the same connection with Jesus? How do I end up face-to-face with Jesus like Bartimaeus did? Jesus later ascended into heaven, and now the church is the body of Christ. We don't stay isolated. We connect, and we begin to interact with the body of Christ. So I'll say this morning, third point I have is that you'll find what you're looking for by connecting with Christ and with the body of Christ. Colossians 1:18 says, Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. Guys, we don't just consume church. We don't just come to church. We are the church. And as the church, we have to love our neighbor. That's the person sitting next to you. That's the physical neighbor across the street beside you. That's the person sitting at the desk down the hall at work. That's the person that you don't even know that lives halfway around the world. We have to love our neighbor. And if you're asking this morning, if you're asking Jesus and saying, man, I want more from you, I'll tell you that Jesus is telling us, God's telling us that he's got more for us. But we have to take the next step. So I'll say for me, a lot of times, my prayers are answered through his body, through the church. So when I'm searching for answers, when I'm praying about things, when I don't know what direction to go, a lot of times, God, he doesn't just give me answers through my prayer time. I don't always get the answer in an inaudible or audible voice during prayer time. A lot of times, the answers that I seek are given to me through his body, through his people, through you all, through the brothers and sisters that I work with, through the mentors that I have, through the family members that, you know, that I confide in about struggles. And I'll say that it's not just me and Jesus all on our own. Yes, there is an element of the personal relationship between a person and Christ. And that comes with knowing him personally. But when you surrender your life to Christ, you're grafted into this body. Bartimaeus was accustomed to begging, but his begging isn't what brought him freedom that day on the side of the road. What brought him freedom was his faith. And part of that faith means being accepted by Christ, belonging. What brings you freedom is faith. And that faith brings you belonging. It's another step that we have to take. And that's to decide not to just sit on the sidelines, not to just sit on the side of the road. There's more in you. And there's more that God wants to accomplish in your life. We can't just sit on the sidelines where we're not connected. I don't know about you all, but I don't want to do life on my own. I want to belong. So when Bartimaeus here gets connected to the body, he experiences this breakthrough in belonging. When he gets connected with Christ is when he experiences this breakthrough. So the church isn't just somebody or something for you. This church isn't just somebody or something for me. But it's also an opportunity for me to be that somebody or something to somebody else. And I think that's a equally, if not more important part of it, is to be that for somebody else, to allow Christ to work through us, to bring hope, to bring life, to bring strength, to bring understanding, to, you know, it's all of us together being the family of God and the body of Christ that makes a difference. So I can't help but ask and think this morning, who is it that God has put here for us as individuals? who has God put in your life for you to minister to, for you to try and introduce to him? Who's the beggar on the side of the road in your life that you can introduce to Christ so that he can change them? I can think of a couple. And I would venture a guess that each one of you, when thinking the same thing, probably have a person in mind or two. I'm asking you this morning to take a step forward. Be the voice of God. Point them to Scripture. Invite them to church. Help them come to a closer walk with Jesus. Because you and I both know that there's more available to them. But we have to be connected to his body. And we have to help them to get connected to him and his body. So that's our challenge as we move forward this week. Love your neighbor. If you would, please join me in a word of prayer.